to Rock a Whiteboard at Wishing Star Studio, hosted by Pixie Dust. My name's Lori Lorenz, and I'm Master Designer at Pixie Dust. And today we have our guest, John Nielsen, who is Business Development Director and co-founder at RUFrank.com and has the Frank IT Change Kit. Welcome, John.
Thanks, Lori. This is going to be fun.
Yes, we were comparing notes before we started, and it's like, we could talk about this and talk about that.
Turn the mic on now.
So we're going to zoom in and look at visual communication and what it helps with when you're faced with a lot of change, and also in the information technology arena, where that's kind of a cutting edge of change, an event horizon, as it were. And people need to understand things quickly to keep up.
Right.
So in your business, can you kind of give us an introduction, kind of a high level of what you are about so that they can follow along?
Yes, absolutely. So we created the Frank IT Change Kit actually in 2005 to help accelerate engagement and adoption of new technologies within organizations. Really, we cut our teeth working with GE and a lot of large organizations. But again, per our discussion earlier, there's people at all levels of organizations or as individuals, as entrepreneurs, who need to lead change and communicate ideas quickly. When you get into the complexity of IT change within an organization, that can be very confusing to people. And often, the IT people or a business leader has to be responsible and take the lead in terms of communicating the changes. And what they frequently do by default is go back to their language. Complex IT technology, a lot of acronyms, business speak. It's very crystal clear to them, of course, what all those terms mean. But they lose everybody. And then people are kind of lost deciding whether or not they want to get engaged with their with the particular change in their organization. And if they don't see the connections and they don't understand what's going on at a high level and then how that relates to them at a personal level, they don't take action. They choose other things. God knows there's enough change going on in organizations. So somehow we have to get people paying attention to the IT change projects that we're talking about and we're helping with. And of course, when you get into how do you do that, it's the visualization, really. And up front, just say one more thing because we were talking about this too. Up front, it's creating that overall narrative, the story of change, why this is important, why this connects again to other corporate initiatives, and certainly why I should care as an employee at an individual level. And that story piece is often missing because of lack of some of the tools that we're talking about today.
Right. And I can see the story of change being the vehicle for engagement.
Right.
Because you need to get people on board
yep.
and following along and staying in steps so no one gets left behind,
yes.
right? And the quickest way is visuals
yes.
and repetition. So I'm really interested in this change kit idea because that's not just, okay, here's the new keys to the new house. No, this is communication and reference and pre-made, ready-made
yes.
stuff because, you know, even though everyone thinks it's their unique thing, been there, done that,
right.
learn from someone else, go on to greatness, right?
Yep, absolutely. You touched on it. One of the key values of our IT change kits is that ready-made nature. We have fun talking about, and our clients and prospects are happy to identify with this phrase in a heartbeat. They're accidental change leaders. They have an IT background, they may have a business background, their project management backgrounds, but they haven't had training on how to lead change, how to speak about change, and certainly how to present it in a visual fashion as we're talking about today. So they're lost and they're looking for tools. Of course, they're already working 60 hours a week anyway, so they need some very lightweight, easy to use, of course easy to edit, and ready-made tools that they can use with themselves or their teams to start communicating visually the overall narrative and, of course, the different steps of their IT change journey.
So give me an example of what might be in this kit. Is it like a poster you put up in your cube or what?
Yeah, absolutely. So plug frankitchangekit.com is the site. And there you'll see what we've developed since 2005 is 27 different change communication modules. Each one of those modules will have between 30 and 40 very visual tactics, communication tactics that, yes, do include posters, email templates. There's mobile tactics for that type of use. There's training and different types of guides for leaders, for middle managers. I should just say that our backgrounds are not in, we're not legacy change management people. We're not legacy IT people. We're all marketing and advertising people. So when we look at these kits, we think about, you know, the full life cycle of change, the emotional roller coaster that people will go through. And then we've delivered all of these different tactics to meet people where they're at on that change journey, give them the information that they need, help them understand these concepts in a visual way, of course. And then we're always very action-oriented. We want to move them forward on the change journey. So,
you know, there's more trust when you have beautiful materials.
Yeah.
You go, oh, they know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
They've got this. Okay. They're worth following now because it looks like they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Right?
From a visual perspective, you know, a couple things. And just by the way, for sake of context, when we talk about IT change, that can be anything from an ERP business system. It can be human capital management, their HR technology systems. It can be an Office 365 implementation. Any type of new system that's going into the organization that I like to say throws the culture in a tizzy.
A mobile app, perhaps?
A mobile app to help with all of this and guide people, move them back off the edge of the cliff for starters. There's a lot of fear with this stuff. Help them chill a little bit, give them the right information, communicate in a visual way that people can understand, and then continue to move them through that whole change journey. So we have a lot of different modules at a lot of different levels when we speak of IT change. So just wanted to clarify that a little
cool.
bit.
Cool. Well, of course, a system you can duplicate is very handy because then you get a consistent message.
Yeah.
And that's part of the Sketch by Step app as well, is where you teach people, here's your lexicon. And when we talk about it, we use this kind of representation, this kind of process, these three details.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then when you have a consistent message and people recognize it and go, oh, yeah, I've seen that. I get that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's part of teaching everyone who's presenting to refer to it that way. And, of course, there's plenty of room for personal expression. You know, you draw a happy face, it's not going to be the same twice, right?
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, back to the point about accidental change leaders, I think that's who you're talking about empowering with this awesome visual app to help them with, you know, that type of communication. For instance, you know, I mentioned this earlier that we help accidental change leaders at all levels of the organization, at a C-level to middle managers to end users, because any one of them could be voluntold to lead the change. And then, oh, my gosh, I don't have that experience, so how do I do it? So they use some of our tools. Obviously, you know, what you're providing is an awesome tool as well. The statistic is only 4 out of 100 IT leaders say that they're any good at leading change outside of their IT department. That goes back to the point I was making earlier about all they know is their own world and how to talk about it and how to speak about it in their own language. And guess what? The rest of the world ain't like them. And that's a basic communication principle, of course. You have to put yourself in the shoes of your key audiences and so on.
I can see how someone would get used to having the ready-made kit and say, oh, this is kind of nice.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry too much about, you know, the right phrase that's politically correct. This has been written for me.
Yeah.
I call those patterns, like the roller coaster and things like that, great visual, by the way, a roller coaster, because you can speak in visuals too, right? I call those blueprints or templates. So when you would have a whiteboard presentation, you could have the roller coaster and each of the cars could be a step in the change.
Yes.
Right? And those roller coaster cars are either at a high energy level or a low energy level, depending upon your journey. Yeah. So that's a perfect way for people to say, okay, is my car ramping up? Are we about to go down the ramp or where are we at?
Yeah.
So that gives everyone an analogy to speak to and refer to when they're talking to each other.
Yes.
So excellent.
Yeah. We often refer to, it's John Fisher's human transition curve. And it depicts exactly what you just talked about, Lori, the emotional ups and downs of these change journeys. And if you can fundamentally, out of the gate, whether it's a roller coaster image or what you were talking about with the train cars, that's very cool. We might even hear some of them going by here shortly, so that's apropos for today. But if you can help people who are in charge of communicating succinctly, visually, very clearly, help them understand where people are in their minds on that change journey, I mean, that's the first step. So again, a lot of IT business people, so on and so forth, will default to their old language and start spewing a ton of facts and complicated jargon and acronyms at people. They're just trying to understand fundamentally what's changing, you know, by the end of the year. And I just need that simple picture or something, mm-hmm. again, that I can get my head around so I care. You've brought this up a couple times, Lori, in terms of, you know, the importance of the tool that you have in the crystal quick communication of these concepts, mm-hmm. is that, as we well know, all employees are inundated with a million different change initiatives within the organization. Leaders and managers don't like to say this, but basically employees are left to their own devices to choose which change initiatives and projects they'll actually get engaged in. Mm-hmm. And currently in the U.S., I believe the engagement level, fully engaged employees, runs at about 30%. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so then you have these other 70% that are on the fence, and you're throwing these change projects at them. Fundamentally, quickly, you have to answer the question, why should I care about your project?
Right. What does it mean to me?
As important as these are to leaders and the people who own these projects and their year-end bonuses, if people don't care, they're not getting engaged. And then you don't mm-hmm. get the adoption, of course. So laying that in as context, I think exactly what you're developing and are offering is that the ability to quickly visualize and communicate in relevant ways that people can empathize with
mm-hmm.
and then buy into is essential.
Now, just a quick question. You've been at GE, you've been on site with these clients, and you've wandered through the halls and looked in their offices. Mm. Are there whiteboards on the wall?
Yes, there's a ton of whiteboards, but they're covered with all this complicated stuff that we're talking about. So they're using the whiteboards, there's no question. It's a very natural, creative, fluid tool. But I'm not sure that they've got to the point of erasing all that complicated stuff and then just trying to think about fundamentally what the key visuals are, the key connecting points. How do we tell the story metaphorically, visually, creatively, emotionally, so that people that we need to get engaged in the project with actually pay attention to this.
Right. So that would be the portable version of a change kit, is teaching your hand how to draw those pieces. So when you have the napkin or you have the easel, you know, flip chart, or you have the whiteboard, you can refer back to the material that was in the change kit.
Yes.
Remember the little duck of all the ducks following the big duck?
Yeah.
Well, guess what, guys? You are the ducks.
Yes.
And we're going this direction. So we got to get our ducks in a row.
Yep.
So drawing a good duck will go a long way.
Oh, yeah. And we've seen that and leveraged that, those best practices in the images and the ready-made content that we have available. Everything that we deliver is delivered in PowerPoint and Word documents. So that while the content is ready-made, the visuals, the art direction, the copy is written, people can take this into their own hands and start to modify and customize, you know, to their specific projects. We have blank templates that just have a little bit of art, but no headlines and copy. And a lot of people struggle with that. So we actually give them some suggested headlines with some of the visuals that you're talking about so that they can make it their own. You know, the other piece that just has to be said here is that people need really simple, easy-to-use tools, right? So to the degree that this is ready-made and with your application and our materials, that's where the usability comes in. And so it has to, you know, be intuitive, simple, easy enough to use with just enough room for that customization based on, you know, the particular projects. But not weekend time, not happy hour time. It you know, you have to be able to edit that stuff quickly.
When you say customization, my brain goes into creativity. Because you have all these wonderful pieces, but where do you post the posters? Do you put it at eye level or down by your ankles? Because everyone's staring at their ankles when they walk in the door.
Right.
So you put the posters down low and they'll go, wait a minute, there's a poster near the bottom of this door.
Yep.
You know, and then the unexpected starts triggering, oh, that's kind of fun. So how much fun is built into your change kit?
We talk about that all the time. The first thing that we do when we're introducing the Change Kit, obviously, to folks is truly make the statement, because we honor and respect this, that during these changes, there is a lot of anxiety, stress, and fear in the space about people's ability to lead the change, what will be their roles in the new change, in the new organization with the new systems, and will I even be around? Am I dispensable? I mean, these are real things that people freak out about and stay up at night and worry about all the time. So we acknowledge that, and then we say, but that's not how you communicate. We have to try to get people's attention, and what we have fun with saying is we do inject a lot of the F word into our IT change kits. Fun. People are yes. freaking out as it is. So mm-hmm. from a communication perspective, don't start there. Try to have a little levity. So our visuals include the blue genies. You can go ahead and rub the headline that speaks to rubbing his belly and expecting everything to be miraculously transformed during your IT change. Or we can get into conversation and kind of talk about it and work through this ourselves. We have ducks. There are a lot of familiar visuals. We also inspire people to push the envelope a little bit, because we have four different creative themes for each one of our kits, each one of our modules. So we have a Frank Talk theme that is a lot of white space. The blue genie is there. Different kinds of fun visuals. If you want to check it out on the site, you certainly can. And then we have more conservative themes around literal themes like it's time, a little bit more softer, a little bit more conservative of a push. We have some illustration themes that feature a lot of infographics. Obviously, that's a pretty hot visual modality, if you will, within organizations. And we certainly allow and empower people to mix and match themes, or they can pick one. So again, for us, it's a lot of options. It's ready made. Here's you know, the menu. Now,
you know,
go ahead and leverage.
You're touching on culture at that point.
Yeah.
And to me, each culture has its own language. So that's really cool that you can customize these to put in some of their own turns of phrase
yeah.
to adapt it to their culture. And that's part of what I'm
yes.
teaching people to do, is create their lexicon, their
yes.
visual dictionary,
yeah.
as it were, because one icon may mean something totally different in a different company. So having them actually notice that and say, oh, well, our culture isn't really blue genie material.
Correct.
But, you know, everybody wears a suit and everyone has amazing watches. So maybe time is more appropriate for us.
Yep.
And then you're starting another level of awareness, and you now yeah. have a frequency, as it were,
yes.
to communicate at.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think all those disciplines are important. Obviously, at the highest level, you're talking about a common language, right? That mm-hmm. might be existing, or it might be time to disrupt that common language to get people's attention. That's a choice. It's a strategic choice. What I'm talking about there is some of our customers will say, yes, I'm going to pick It's Time or Frank Talk because that most resonates with how we communicate the look and feel and language within our organization today. Mm-hmm. That's choice one. Choice two is a lot of our leaders will say, absolutely not. I need to step out. I need to put out a campaign that has a look, feel, and language that nobody's ever seen before. This project is that important, and I need to get their attention. I don't want to drown in the sea of sameness of all of our other corporate communications. And so those are conversations we have in our discovery phase about where they want to go. Because again, when you're trying to get people's attention and you think about, you know, being inundated with a lot of corporate communications, one argument is the last thing you should do is show up the same way everybody else is with their projects and so on. But common language and the choice of how you want to play that card, if you will, I think is important. You spoke to the discipline, I think, of regular communications and cadence.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
because we have these marketing backgrounds, all of the materials in our change kits are set up. And we have actually a 60-day process that can take people through day by day if you want to get that granular. Certainly the materials themselves, there's a methodology there. We've based a lot of our work on, infused, I should say, not really based, by common traditional change management methodologies, the Cotters, ProSize, ADCAR, and so on and so forth. So that those are kind of baked in there. And then we brought our own marketing and advertising discipline to really support the full life cycle of change within the organization with all of these tools.
You better be careful. This whole process that's so nicely standardized, it could get to be a habit.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's absolutely the goal. Yeah. We want to make it easy. There's enough stress within the organization around change. People are stuck, you know, getting back to your app and what we're really talking about is a visualization of change. The other issue with it is, if you think about change, and it's one of the reasons we built our IT change kits the way we did, we wanted to make change tangible and pragmatic and almost touchable. Because when you think about change in general, it can be very esoteric and ethereal. It can get stuck as a strategy in boardrooms and things like that and never really see the light of day. And that's where a lot of these change initiatives fall flat. And so when you get back to the visualization and you can help give people these tools to, I mentioned a blue genie, it's one of our most popular visuals and so on and so forth. When he shows up in some of the communications, people pay attention. And all of a sudden, the change initiative feels more real and more pragmatic and a little more fun. And so it's one of our goals, one of our design intents from the beginning was to make change, again, tangible and real. A real quick example to think about is, when you think about some of the insurance companies selling insurance policies and stuff, right? What can be more weird or complicated, you know, about that? But if you look at Progressive Campaign, they've done with Flow this amazing job of visualizing their products in boxes going across conveyor belts, and they've mm-hmm. productized their services. I've always loved that as a fantastic example of visualizing a service that can be perceived as a little bit, again, more ethereal or out there, and I don't get mm-hmm. it. So this is all about engagement,
and
right?
assigning a persona to it.
Absolutely.
And color.
Yes.
And shape, all those pieces. Now,
creativity.
Creativity.
Let's get creative.
And I like the Blue Genie because there's magic involved. And Pixie Dust is all about
yeah.
magic.
Yeah.
So I feel a little kindred spirit vibe
oh,
here.
Yeah.
So this is
and
good.
Just a real quick note. If you end up on our site, we've worked with a lot of large organizations, smaller ones too. But a lot of the larger companies such as a GE, PepsiCo, even Toyota. These are organizations that have phenomenal external brand campaigns. And one of the reasons that we started Frank in the first place in 2005 is we walked through some of these organizations when we were helping them with their IT change journeys. It was dead. The walls were gray. The energy was low. And we couldn't, as branding people, reconcile, wait a sec, you've got these amazing, powerful, totally visual, incredible global brand campaigns out there, and in the organization itself, there's barely a pulse.
Right.
So when it came to change, we really wanted to obviously elevate, you know, that energy.
Well, you would stand
internally.
Out. That would
yeah.
be easy to see.
Yeah.
Interesting. And personal brand, because part of communication is establishing your uniqueness,
yeah.
your voice,
yeah.
so people can connect to you.
Yeah.
And what better way is to draw something, because you can't help but have it be
yeah.
your unique
yeah.
brand. And then you combine it with a standard message with everyone, you know, engaged.
Yes.
And now you can move things along.
Yeah. Well, we talk, one of our most popular infographics that we have is focused on really transforming middle managers into change champions. And we talk about the different ways and different tools in that infographic that, you know, that they can leverage, that they can use. Obviously, some of the materials in our IT change kits. But, you know, a tool like yours is something that people are really searching for in terms of, you know, I'm stuck in this in-between space. And there's a lot of research about, obviously, the value of middle managers. And because, obviously, they have a ton of direct reports underneath them. And somehow, they need the funnel clear, crisp, visual ways, what's hitting them from above, you know, the leadership
and
levels
above
them. And
putting them in perspective
yeah.
to everything else, because
it's
often a matrix of information and
absolutely.
Objectives.
No, so they're probably a perfect target for, you know, the tool that you've developed here. And unfortunately, the other reason they're a perfect target is they're among the level of people within an organization running around with the most fear, because
mm-hmm.
they feel that they're dispensable. And a lot of organizations misread the value of middle managers, and when new systems come in, sometimes that happens. But for middle managers who understand the opportunity to lead change, because and leverage tools like we're talking about, that's how
mm-hmm.
you increase your value, stick around longer, have more fun within the organization,
mm-hmm.
be more successful.
And I've also heard it referred to as being a competitive advantage, where if you have a way to orchestrate
yep.
change and make it fun,
yes,
and have it be smooth, yeah, and reduce the fear, everyone will want to be on your team.
Absolutely. You spoke to the point earlier about these managers, the people who are leading these changes, the more professional and integrated their communications and communication campaigns are, the more credibility their employees and their direct reports will give to them and to that project, because mm-hmm, it looks like the team has their act together,
right,
when there's cohesive, consistent, creative communications,
right,
going out there.
Well, let's summarize what we just went through, because we talked about some fun,
yeah,
things. So part of this was looking at our accidental change leaders that are out there and how you empower them with a change kit with ready-made materials that are very visual in nature and help them start riding the roller coaster,
yes,
through their own change process.
Yep.
If you could give these accidental change leaders a word of advice, what would it be?
Can I have one more than one word?
Yes, you could.
A couple things. I think the first thing is, and we've talked around this as well, you've got to step out of your role. You've got to kick the blinders off. You've got to think about other people receiving your communications and thinking about, again, putting yourselves in their shoes as a communicator. And don't kid yourself. Wherever you sit in the organization, you are a communicator, and that will increase the value of your role and likely happiness, if you will, within the organization and what you do. I say that to encourage people in these roles, the accidental change leaders, to use these tools and embrace change. Because in our experience, we see a complete deficit in a lot of organizations of change leaders who are stepping up. And there's an opportunity here, whether you're an IT or HR or middle manager or wherever you sit in the organization, to become one of those change leaders. It's our mission in life to make heroes out of people who work in their organizations, leveraging mm-hmm, our tools. And so that's very important. And to be courageous, I say that because you've got to get out of your own speak. We talked about this off the top. Mm-hmm. The most successful, whether they're C-level folks or managers that we've worked with in the past, they're deep either IT people or they're going to be HR people. But what they've done is step up and embrace this communication role. They don't do all of it, of course, but they really stand and support and then use all of these cool tools, Frank IT Change Kit, your application, to put fresh creative, nope, communications out there. And their projects are successful. And ultimately, they are that much more successful and noticed within mm-hmm, the organization.
And I think the key to this is communication.
Yeah.
Yes, they're a change leader, but they've done that by augmenting and developing their communication skills.
Yeah.
Because no matter what happens and the change is now, status quo, yeah, it's not change anymore, but they still have the communication skills.
Absolutely.
So this is a great way, trial by fire,
yeah,
to acquire a new skill that's,
yep,
going to help them every day go forward.
Oh, absolutely. Yep, without doubt.
Well, this has been wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us. And I learned more about how visual communication can really boost someone's effectiveness, no matter where they're at, but especially during change. Now, everybody, you go check out Are You Frank? That's AREYOU, Frank.com. And then the Frank IT Change Kit.com.
Yes.
And if you want to learn more about the Sketch by Step app, you can go to sketchbystep.com. So again, thank you.
Thank you,
and
Lori.
And I will post this up on the Pixie Dust app's website and send you a link.
Cool. Thank you very much. My
Thanks,
pleasure.
Thanks, everybody.